we are here protesting against the inaction and lack of commitment by the government to the post office network. For 3 years now, we've been involved in different processes. First, we're involved with the Bobby Care process over 2 years, and the government failed to implement the recommendations that Bobby Care put on the table. There was a new chairman appointed to impost. We engaged with him and have been involved in talks with him. A mediator was appointed, which was agreed by government and POST and the APU. The talks have come to a standstill. The APU have brought them as far as we can, so we have withdrawn now from the process, and because of the lack of action by government.
No.
They have not committed anything to the process. They have not invested in a network which is a state-owned network, and they have given no firm commitment to secure the future of post offices in the country.
So when you went down to the Department of Office, Department of Communication, did anyone come out to greet you? Did anyone come out to at least sort of hear your concerns face to face?
No, they actually locked the doors when we gathered here. The cameras were here and they locked the doors from the inside.
But were they afraid you were going to raid the place or something?
They mentioned something about corrupt gas. Which has no relation to us or anything to do with us whatsoever, but they locked the doors and we were out in the rain. We had a letter to hand in. Somebody eventually came to the door and collected the letter.
Oh, how nice of them.
Yeah, so there was no conversation at all, no.
Bizarre. Right, so, you know, we're doing programmes like this, Breach, people complain about post office closures. The public support the retention of our, and expansion indeed of our postal network, our post office network. Do you feel that government is trying to close post offices on the QT by the back door?
Yes, we are, surely, Greg, because for the past couple of years we have been protesting at the letters being sent out by the Department of Social Welfare directing our customers from the post office into banks.
And but sure, all the banks are
they
closing.
Have not replaced. The banks are all closing, and they have not replaced that. A lot of customers felt they had to move, and they had no other option. They're vulnerable social welfare customers, and a lot of them moved to the banks because they didn't know they had an option. That has left postmasters with huge losses in earnings over the past 2 years, and the government don't seem to care or do anything about it.
Maybe I'm wrong here, Breach, but sorry, Breach, maybe I'm wrong here, but what I see happening is we hear of a post office closing in a certain area of Donegal. Then we see how angry people are, and then we see if we keep it open or not. It seems to be it's almost on a case-by-case basis as to how outraged people are. Can we do it? Can we not? You know, as opposed to there actually being a plan there, unless maybe that is the plan.
Well, there is no plan at all in place, Greg. And that's what we've been looking for. We have been wanting the government to put a plan in place to secure the network for the next 5 or 6 years. There is no plan in place. And that is exactly what's happening on a case-by-case basis. A post office closes. If there's public outcry, then the TDs in that area all gather together and try and make a case for that post office and the communities. And then it was looked at. But what we want is action. We have agreed that some post offices will have to close. In the Bobby Care agreement, we had agreed to 80 closures over 4 years because we know that not all postmasters will survive. Yeah. And some postmasters want out because they know their post office is not sustainable. Mm. There is not enough business being done in their office and they want out. So we have agreed to, you know, that we're not in agreement with any closures, but for some postmasters who cannot stay any longer, and voluntary closures, we've agreed to about 80 voluntary closures. Now, the chairman of AmPost has said he needs at least 265 closures. We're saying we need an agreement put in place on how to sustain all the offices that will be left.
And we're in a bizarre situation, Breach, in that you want to offer more services, you want to offer the people more from the building, from the service that's right in their back door, when in many cases, in some areas, the banks are closing around them. That seems like a no-brainer, Breach.
The banks have closed in a lot of villages in Donegal, and the only financial services left a public service office as a post office. And the community needs those post offices to do their daily business. The businesses need them to do their banking. And yet the government don't seem to care about that. You know, they don't seem to be taking any action to put a plan in place at all. And we've been after them now for 3 or 4 years. We have done everything in our power to try and get a plan in place to secure the network, to get more government business into the post offices, and to give the communities the services that they deserve in each of their villages.